This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging a quick financial aid and redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel toured Schuld, a village on a tight curve of a river in Western Germany, where many buildings were damaged or completely destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor of Schuld said that no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in Ahrweiler area, where Schuld is located, stood at 112. Authorities said that people are still missing and they fear the toll may still rise. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continued to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. The Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. Talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. A U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes that Qatar talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday that it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings to justice those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. Islamabad said a high-risk level thorough investigation was launched into the disturbing incident immediately after the Afghan embassy reported to the Pakistan Foreign Ministry that the woman was assaulted. This is VOA News. Nearly 400 Iraqi protesters took to the streets of the capital Baghdad Sunday to demand an end to the impunity in the country for the killing of protesters and activists over the past 2 years. Organizers said that the march, which coincided with International Justice Day July 17th, aimed to pressure Iraqi authorities to investigate crimes involving the deaths of protesters and political activists. Campaigners calling to end impunity in Iraq organized several marches in various capitals around the world. In Baghdad, protesters marched to the capital's famous Tahrir Square to voice their demands. Protesters said that they were demanding reforms to the justice system, including the release of activists jailed in politically motivated cases and a call for accountability for all those involved in the killing of protesters. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the British public to be cautious and said they must self-isolate when told to do so as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted in England on Monday. He said, please, please, please be cautious. During a video from his own period of self-isolation, which was announced earlier Sunday, almost all remaining restrictions in England are being lifted this Monday despite a surge of infections as ministers put their faith in the advanced vaccine program. Cases are rising by more than 50,000 a day, and hundreds of thousands of Britons are being asked to self-isolate for 10 days, causing havoc for employers and parents, prompting train cancellations and forcing some businesses to close their doors altogether. Two South African soccer players became the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19, and other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday, highlighting the Herculean task organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports events play out. The positive test came as some of the 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials expected from across the globe began arriving, having traveled through a pandemic to get to Tokyo. Now they live in close quarters in the Olympic Village on Tokyo Bay over the next 3 weeks. Jeff Bezos may have been beaten to space by rival Richard Branson, but the billionaire American businessman is poised to make history next week aboard what would be the world's first unpiloted a suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. Bezos, the former CEO of Amazon, is due to be part of a four-person crew for a planned 11-minute ride to the edge of space Tuesday inside his company Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft, another milestone in the potentially lucrative space tourism sector. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.